Hey everyone, Elaine Hamilton, and I wanted to talk about like the stages of awakening, and I know that's going to cause a few raised eyebrows. The first time I came across this, I was kind of offended. I was like, "What? No, it's not like that. You're either awake or not awake, right? So you're either enlightened or not enlightened." But having been through this process now for a decade, 2 decades. Seeking for, yeah, at least 2 decades, I have come to appreciate that there are certain not milestones, but there are certain awarenesses or recognitions, I think is a really good word. There's recognitions, and those recognitions then kind of trigger a deepening. And they are quite distinct. So oftentimes, like I think Angelo DeLullo describes this the best, but I also noticed that Rupert Spira talks about the stages as well. And so I'll put links down for you guys to check it out more. But the different stages are kind of important because I think they do come with them certain profound and definitive shifts. So the first one, the very first one, is really when you realize I am not my body, I am not my thoughts, I am not this being. I am actually infinite and all-encompassing and timeless. And that definition, although it sounds kind of fancy, is super obvious. And so when it hits you, it's really difficult to describe because essentially it is a definite recognition. So when you hit it, when you recognize, oh, that's what I am. So for example, the inquiry question around that is, who am I? So who am I? Who is hearing the birds? Who is observing the body or the sensations in the body? So the who am I is that backward journey whereby you are identifying yourself as a conscious awareness that is distinct and different from your thoughts and from your body. So this idea, again, as we talk about consciousness, is not something that just originates in some location or locality in your body, but is actually everything, right? And appears to be coming out and connected or identified with the body mind. So that first recognition is the backward step into the who am I, the answer of the who am I. And if you when I'm talking like this, if you know it, you just know it, right? Like it's really obvious. So when it happened to me, as I said in my videos before, I was just sat there. I'm like, what? Like, it was really, there was no fireworks, you know? Because before that, in my mind, I had heard of it as you realize that you are infinite, timeless. And so I was expecting this cosmic, spiritual, like, la la, everything. And I'm going to be cosmic and eternal. And there's so much judgment we hold around the meaning of words. So when you do have that initial shift of the who, being able to answer the question, who am I? When you have that initial shift, I don't know, for some people it seems to be a big blowout, but for me, and I think I'm in the majority here, it was so obvious and so anticlimactic that it was funny. Because it's like you're waking up and seeing who you are, and who you are is so obviously what you've always been your entire life. And if you were like me, you were constantly seeking, you're out there the whole time seeking, seeking, seeking for this external version of yourself. And so when you finally see what you're doing, it's kind of hysterical, honestly. It's nonsensical. It's like, what on earth was I doing? So that initial shift is actually not that hard. I mean, I'm not going to say it wasn't that hard because seriously, I was looking and looking and looking and seeking, and there was a lot of gnashing of teeth, and there was a lot of efforting happening as I was doing this process. And I was doing that for decades. So it's weird for me to say it's easy, but it's kind of easy. But it's kind of not because, as I said, I was doing it for decades and I didn't get anywhere. But then the isolation, and again, for me, it was simply just meditating in silent retreat. That's when I got my answer because I was just stopping. That's what I needed. I'm not saying everybody needs that at all, but that's just what I needed because my mind was so out there trying to find the answer outside of myself that the only way I could really recognize what was going on was if I forced myself to stop and stop all the seeking. So for me, that worked. So the first part is this recognition of, I guess, stage one, or the most obvious, which is answering the question, who am I? And that's when you realize that you are not a finite, separate body, mind, cord, Elaine, that actually you are something completely different and is infinitely more encompassing than that. So then, if you've reached that, the recognition, then the self-inquiry of who am I no longer works because you've answered that. So oftentimes, this is where it gets a bit confusing. And I have to say, it took me a while to kind of realize that because I was like, oh, it was so anticlimactic that I almost didn't believe I'd kind of woken up. Because what happens is then you wake up, or you might have an awakening or an awareness or a recognition of the fact of, who am I really? What am I? But then the ego stuff is still there, right? So it's still all sticky, and your involvement with your roles is still really sticky, and your kind of angst, your depression, your anger, your the whole thing. Again, not this doesn't happen to everybody. Some people blow out a whole bunch of stuff. For me, it began my process of really blowing out my roles and my belief systems and my tightness around things, even though I'd done all of that prep work beforehand. And in a sense, all that prep work beforehand made it kind of easier because I knew I wasn't my thoughts, even though they were still very sticky. And so the next stage is more a coming into the continual offloading. And for sure, it's so much easier because now you really know that you're not your thoughts. I'm not my thoughts. I'm not my body. I'm not this person. I am actually infinite. I am eternal. I'm timeless. This is just a kind of delusion of illusion. And because you know that at a really deep level, when you're letting go of roles, even though they are still painful, they're still challenging, there's still a lot of angst. There's still a lot of grieving that comes up. There is a very big part of you that knows it's fake, right? So you know you are deluding yourself. So the ease of letting go, or I could say the ability to let go, is so much easier at this stage. Once you have had that initial waking up of, oh my God, I am not who I thought I was. So then there comes a big, like Angelo DeLullo calls it, the shadow work. And the shadow work is dropping all of those sticky, sticky, sticky things that keep you identifying with your thoughts, your roles, your beliefs, your identity, right? So once that starts to loosen up, and for me, like we're going into what, 8 years now? So it's been a really long process. When I listen to other people, they wake up and they're like, oh, it was a really long process. It took me 2 years. I'm like, okay, lucky you. But I had a lot of stuff to get rid of. And I think also in this, from this structure that I had built for myself, I kind of like the slow and steady because I don't really want to put an enormous grenade into my life. Like, I quite like the fact that I've taken my time with it and it's just one role has dropped, and then I've been able to grieve and moderate and kind of find my way with that before another one drops. I feel that if I had gone more quickly, it would have been a lot more disruptive. And that's just me. And I'm not sure that you have necessarily a choice, but it feels like there's a kind of choice to it in terms of your life is held and supported. So it's more like that. It just feels like actually you're being really well supported in this process because ultimately the thing that is uncoupling you and the thing that is helping you to through this process is you, right? The universe, the presence, the consciousness. So of course it would be done at your pace and it would be done at your level of comfort because it's you doing it, but not the you that thinks it's the you. So that's kind of like the process of the unfolding process that happens, or the shadow work, or the letting go of, you've got the who am I, you realize the who you are, but there's still layers and layers and layers of scaffolding to kind of uncouple from. And I would say that this is part of my process now. As I said, I've been doing this for many years, so a lot of the scaffolding has dropped, but there is still a very kind of, there's a sticky pulling that still happens with certain beliefs, and they become like the next thing to look at with curiosity. But I guess the question changes from who am I to either what am I or what are the qualities? Like, what's actually really going on here? And so there is this, and this could go on forever, right? Because I imagine that there's always going to be little sticky things that get you hooked in. I don't know, always. Like, you talk to people like Adi Ashanti. He doesn't, he says now and again he gets annoyed at the printer when it can't print stuff, but that seems to be about it. So I'm like, okay, dude, you're just way, way over there. But again, he's been doing the work for 40 years from his initial waking up. So I'm 8 years in, he's like 40 years in. So there is a kind of progression or a kind of dropping off that happens, which is also quite soothing for me. Because the one thing is, the seeking energy kind of disappears. So, well, kind of disappears and kind of doesn't. So there is definitely the seeking is different. Because you know you're not looking for yourself anymore, or you're not looking for awakening anymore because you're already awake. So it's more like lucid dreaming. You know you're awake, but you're still in dreamland. So you're still kind of trying to figure things out, but you know you haven't had the final waking, like waking out of the lucid dream into the truth of your being. And that's kind of where I am. Like, I know that there's another stage, partly because I've seen it in certain meditations whereby my whole identity structure just disappeared. And it was very different to how I'm talking at you now. Like, I still feel there's a me and then there's a you. So, this idea of the observer, although it's really useful to have that observer position when you're trying to pull away from your thoughts. So when you first start this whole journey, you, your thoughts, your identity is all meshed into one thing. With the first awakening of who am I, when you get that answer, you realize that the who am I, the person or the observer, is not the person. So the observer is not Elaine. And that's the first waking up where you're like, oh, and then more and more and more of Elaine kind of drops away. I'm just talking about my experience. Like, yours might be completely different, right? But it's like the dropping away, and then you start knocking on the next stage. Again, Angelo Delullo calls it liberation, which is where the identity, those little tendrils of identity that still make me think I am a separate person from the rest of this, that drops away. And so then there is a coming back into everything. So there's a kind of separating, there's a separating out that happens where you realize, oh, I am not the computer and I am not my thoughts, I am not my emotions, I'm not. And that's kind of useful because then it helps you to loosen your attachments to all of that. But then there still needs to be the final seeing of, and I am not separate. So actually, all of this is me, like all of it. So the whole thing is one big arising. Now, I'm talking, when I talk about this, I am talking about it from the glimpses I have had. I've not landed into it. I've not, liberated or anything like that. So I just want to make that clear because I'm also very well aware that this part of the journey is what I'm kind of butting heads up against now. And so I really don't want to say things that are, well, I mean, I'm probably saying lots of things that are not accurate, but I don't want to kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Send people down the wrong path, right? Because I don't know. But I'm just saying that there is, if you have had that, who am I waking up? And you know that there is a difference. You're not your thinking or thoughts or whatever. And then this unfolding process is happening. Just bear in mind that there is then the coming back into, okay, what is the qualities? So the who am I is like, what are my qualities then? Which then become the timelessness, the eternalness, the fact that all of this is like coming out of you, right? It's really hard to describe, but it's these glimpses that you start to get that is like, oh my God, this whole thing is the universal consciousness or the consciousness or awareness of which we are this person, but also the lamp and the door and the walls is also an arising out of this consciousness. So it's all part of the same thing. And it's that kind of collapse into that knowing that then brings everything kind of back into a wholeness again. Because obviously, if you've woken up as the who am I, but you're still separate from the objects around you, so you still feel like I'm subject, I'm the main character, and then there's all these other things around me, then you are still going through the earlier stages of awakening, right? And there's still more to come. And from what people say, that when they go through the liberation phase where they come back into the being of everything, then there is a whole other process that happens after that. So I'll link in some of the stages. And as I say, I can't really talk about later stages because I'm not there. But it's also just to bear in mind because I do think that, and this is just something I've noticed, that some teachers that do talk about spiritual awakening, they're not finished. And so, again, like me, you can't take everything they say as gospel because even if they think they're finished, they're not, because they're still referencing themselves as a subject. And the object is different, right? They're trying to talk about it as in, oh, you're not your thoughts, you're not your body, you're not this, you're not that, which is the beginning stages. At later stages, you are that because you're everything. So there is no subject object. That whole thing collapses. Or at least this is what I am starting to get glimpses of, that it all collapses. Whether it does collapse or not, who knows? But certainly it does make a lot more sense when I'm listening to some of the more, the proper non-dual teachers when they're talking about this, because they're flip-flopping. So it can also be a little bit confusing because on the one hand they'll say, oh, use this who am I? And they're talking to people at one end of the spectrum. And then on the other end, they're talking about full liberation, which is everything is one, it's all one. There is just this happening, it's just this moment. It's like all of this stuff is coming out of oneness. And that can be very confusing too, because it feels like it's contradictory, but it's not contradictory. It's just they are defining different parts, different steps for different parts of the journey, essentially. Hopefully that makes some sense. If not, just click on the Rupert Spira video because he says it a lot better than me, put it that way. And I'll have a dig around the Angelo Delullo because he talks about it really well as well, and in his book. So actually, that's probably the best thing. His book is probably the best thing to read because he really lays it out very masterfully in terms of what's going on. Anyway, any thoughts, comments, or just general blah blah blah, let me know, and lovely chatting. Bye.